back. WNST, Tesla Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. You know, I haven't eaten a full crab. I think I might have been at Costas back in like May. I had some crabs, maybe Mother's Day or my wife's birthday or something. But every day, it's going to be 31 crab cakes in 31 days, all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Goodwill and Window Nation, where they're 2 for 2 this month, as well as the Restaurant Association of Maryland. This guy is going to join me somewhere out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour Trail. Leonard Raskin is back from Europe. I didn't get any caramels. The chocolate's all melted. I saw the stories of the pommes frites and the strawberries and cream fraiche and Wimbledon and all that. But he's back now working harder than ever in tough economic times. And even though the gas prices are coming down, he's back on the beat. Hey, man, happy training camp to you. You and I think we met originally through the Ravens. I'm 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever it was. But this is an interesting football season. We have an interesting baseball, not just a trading deadline, but a season here going on. We got a political season. We got crab cakes. We got masks off for the most part. Whew, you know, welcome back to America, Leonard Raskin.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. Good to be here. And watch a little training camp. Not much of it, but seeing a little bit. And I think I like what I see. I like the young receiving core. I think they're going to be good. Everybody's worried because they're young. That's okay. They're fast. I like speed. You can't train speed. Who said that? I don't know who said that, but somebody said that in the football world years and years ago. You can train catching, you can train talent, but you can't train speed. And these guys, you know, they seem to have it. They're running fast. That's a good thing. And Lamar looks like he's throwing well. So if he's throwing well and they got speed, then we can match that up and stretch that field. And if J.K. Dobbins and Gus the Bus are healthy, hopefully they say they are. So hopefully they are. We can ground and pound with Lamar and throw the ball, and got some good tight ends, got a new young tight end on the field to complement. I think it looks like a happy Raven season. And unlike many that I hear and see, I have zero fear of Cincinnati being good again. And they have two players. They got a good quarterback, and they have Ja'Marr Chase. And otherwise, I really don't care. And the Browns will be the Browns.
Offensive line, Leonard. I've been doing a lot of work on Cincinnati this year. I talked to Gary Davenport this week. Luke and I got into it around the league and who's going to be good. Everybody's out camping right now. I cannot disparage the Cincinnati Bengals.
I think they'll be okay.
What they did last year. I mean,
I think they'll be okay. But if we have defense, you know, we had no defense against them last year. They put up like a million miles of passing on us. Literally. No, a couple hundred thousand. Okay, they put up a, you know, 800 yards or something.
They were flyers. I'll give you that.
Right. But we had no defense. We had no cornerbacks. We had safeties off the street playing corner and playing safety. If we have defense against them this year, got no concern. I mean, they'll be okay. But they're not Super Bowl talent. Come on.
So Leonard,
and Cleveland. Oh, my goodness. Cleveland. What? Deshaun Watson? He's not going to play.
Well, this is going to be the
second
big
half
issue
of the season.
Lamar,
he's going to play maybe the second half of the year. And who's Pittsburgh's quarterback? I don't even know.
Trubisky.
Yeah, there's a winning combination. Trubisky and no one. Okay, so don't have to worry about that.
Do you miss Westminster going out? I mean, did you take your boy out when he was little out there before they went away?
No, he's not a huge – look, he's not a huge fan. My son likes to sit, and he likes the atmosphere. He's learned the game, but it's not really a big thing. He likes football. He likes watching it. He used to like going and falling asleep on me for a quarter when he was a little kid. And he loves the food, so he'd go for the pizza, the wings, the nachos, whatever.
It is amazing how our children take up things that are different than what we take up.
Yeah,
right?
he's not – look, he'd rather go to a museum and a cathedral on a Sunday than go to the Ravens game.
My kid the same way. My kid doesn't want to go to the Ravens game. I mean, it was my dream to have those PSLs, and
that's
we're going
right.
to hand those down like an heirloom.
That's right. He could care less.
And then he's like, $3,500 for seat? Nah, I don't think so.
He can watch a game on TV here and there. Now, he does love the Ohio State games. He got his tickets again for Ohio State. He's really enjoying the college experience and going to the football games there. So
well,
he likes that.
That's his team. That's his team.
That's right.
Right?
That's his team. This is like Ravens. And you know, we watch an Oriole game every now and then, and he's wholly uninterested. He thinks it's totally boring, and he doesn't get it. And they've only won. Look, he's 20 years old. They've had one winning, like real winning season. He went to the playoffs against the Tigers, had a good time, but it's like, so what? The Orioles have never won since he's been alive.
For guys like you that were like me on 33rd Street,
Yeah.
They're celebrating Camden Yards this week, okay? So
yes.
You and I are great barometers of that. We've grown the bulk of our lives, Camden Yards, into our 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. It's yep. What we've had. Cal Ripken, bad baseball, awful ownership, Delman Young, you know, whatever you want to say, the atrophy of the city, all these things, the emergence of the Ravens. But they're Glenn celebrating Davis. 30 years. But it's interesting. You're celebrating 30 years of Camden Yards. And for anybody like you and me to really think about it, we'd say, what's there really to celebrate? It's been.
Well, they're celebrating the stadium. That's exactly what they're celebrating, Camden Yards. They're not celebrating the Orioles being there 30 years. They're celebrating the warehouse and the stadium. It's magnificent. And everybody wants to see it. Everybody, whenever I travel in the country, and I
there it is right there. I got
there
it.
There it is. Yeah.
You
and
like
I
it?
Tell people where I'm from. They say, oh, man, Camden Yards. What a beautiful stadium. They don't say, boy, I'd love to see the Orioles. They say, Camden Yards. What a stadium.
I'm wondering who decides that they do this against the Pittsburgh Pirates of all the organizations, the organization maybe, that we're winless against.
Maybe they're going to play We Are Family at the Friday luncheon.
I mean, what are they doing? Right. I mean, who thinks this stuff through? And by the way, they've banned like a bunch of their players aren't going because they've been, as Adam Jones says, cut out.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know what to say. I just know that this is, and I've said this about business, and this is where the money comes in for you.
Yes.
They've been so atrophied that in order for any business to get right, to get back up, to get healed, right, to start selling more widgets, right, marketing
yep.
better, finding a better brand and a better story to tell and making people want to come back, this is the time for the Orioles. It really is, right?
Yeah,
so whatever the demons
they're
are,
playing 500 ball. They're playing good ball. It's worth watching. It's fun. They're young. They're exciting. Let's go. I'll give you another example of again, just the marketing. McCartney was here over the summer, right? Now, I'm not a season ticket holder, so I don't know this as a fact, but I'm my hunch. Did they give season ticket holders any advantage to getting McCartney tickets?
Sure they did. There's always a pre-sale for all of that. Yeah.
Was a pre-sale for American Express, but I don't know if there was a pre-sale for season ticket holders. Something to look into. You know, I mean, the Ravens come out and they say, hey, we're going to have some Tottenham soccer. As a PSL holder, you can pop in and get some early tickets. Or
when is Garth Brooks,
like
whoever it is. Sure. It's Jay-Z. Right.
I just didn't know if they did that for season ticket holders.
I think they've come a long way in what they've had to do with their orange carpet. I mean, here's something they did, and this is an interesting thing for you, but you're not a cheapskate. But if you and your kid were here during August, it was $40 to get yep. into every game this month and just walk around
yeah.
and have a sit in the upper deck.
Yeah, but that's you got to sit, you got to stand, right? You got to get standing room.
Allegedly, I guess. I mean,
but you could probably sit because it ain't full.
Yeah, I mean, I would go to the top and sit down and
sure.
Live downtown, I mean, this for me is different, right? This is about how they treated me. This isn't.
Yeah, of course.
This is about not one bad meal. This is about bad behavior and things they've done to my business. But I live two blocks away at this point with this brand of baseball. I would have had no problem living in the neighborhood. Like my friends Ken and Meg live in the neighborhood, right? They love the Orioles. A $40 get in for a month, to walk eight blocks. And have to pay $15 for beer when you're there. And I'll hear all that.
Do they have three home games? How many home games in August? Three?
No, I'm kidding.
Listen,
I'm going to tell you this. Tell you the same thing I told Luke Jones. I'm supposed to be the jerk to the Orioles. You're not allowed to be the jerk, okay? You got to play the other side of this, okay?
So, well, then go to the games, man. Go down there. You know, the problem is on the news every night, and I think this goes to your Baltimore Positive, which we got to get out there, man. But on the news every night, somebody's being beat up and shot and killed by a squeegee kid. And somebody's getting their window smashed in by a squeegee kid. And they're not enforcing the laws in the city. And people are riding motorcycles around and running over people. And people are racing cars in circles on Pratt Street. And who the heck wants to go to the city? I mean, I had family in from out of town. They were told not to go to the aquarium. Not by me. But they have a little kid. They
want
to go to the aquarium.
It's interesting you say that. I mean, I went down to Pier 6 twice last week for concerts twice and had beautiful experiences. Saw ZZ Top.
Right.
I saw Bare Naked Ladies.
Right. But,
we ate at Amici's.
You know,
we grabbed food at Ekman. I'm going to
the
Ministry of Brewing this week. I'm going down to North Avenue and getting a crab cake at the Soul Cuisine on Tuesday.
I know, but you know what's going on in the news. And that's my point. People are reading and watching that it's a terrible place to go. And it's harmful. It's very harmful. Gotta get that cleaned up and handled so that people feel like it's cool to go to the city and it's okay. And people are afraid to go to an Oreo game. Yeah, people are afraid to go to an Oreo game. Look, who's doing, besides you, Baltimore Positive, who's running City's PR right now? Brandon's just not doing it. He can talk till he's blue in the face, but he needs somebody to get out there and clean up this image somehow. They've got to work on this because people just don't want to go. I mean, I talk to people all the time and they're out in the county and they have no desire to go into the city. None. And here's the thing. They maybe will go to a ball game, but they're going to park right there, go right in the stadium and go right home. That's not good for the city.
That's not why it was put there.
Yeah, they need people going to the bar, into the restaurant, and having dinner and seeing it, you know, going out after, going to Fells Point, going to Federal Hill. People just aren't interested. They're seeing over and over. It's like, I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. I'm not, you know, what do I got to do? Do I have to carry? Do I have to have a weapon? I mean, look at the number of carry permits that just have been approved in the last month. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, take that a little deeper, the carrying the weapon thing. And the incident that happened at Conway Street a couple of weeks ago with the shooting, I'm thinking to myself, I got a gun in my car. I shoot someone. It's the end of my life. What I mean? My life's over if the wrong kid jumps on the hood of my car and I shoot him or defend my life's over. So, I mean, I agree with all this. Leonard Raskin is our guest. Sometimes we're talking sports. Sometimes we're talking strawberries and cream. Sometimes talking politics. Sometimes we're talking public safety, which is on the tip of everybody's tongue. It'll be on the tip of my tongue as I do the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and get out here a little bit. For you with football, I want to bring this back to football. And we were talking about you scored. You're one of the few, maybe only. I don't know many people that scored Springsteen tickets in Baltimore, right?
I did.
The Ticketmaster thing, you had a normal customer experience, not like everybody else that got offered tickets. You got decent tickets at like a fair price.
I don't know.
Those tickets were being offered to other people at $1,800 a piece.
Yeah, I assume it was a fair price. I got an email. I don't know why I got an email. Look, I got an email from the, I don't even know who it came from, the Baltimore Arena, I guess, said you're eligible to sign up to see if you can get in the lottery for Springsteen tickets if you're interested. Click here. So I clicked. And I got an email back like a day later, said here's the date and time. You've been selected. You can buy up to 4 tickets, 2 in the general admission, 4 total. And you'll get a code in your text the morning the tickets go on sale. So I said, okay. And then the day the tickets went on sale last week, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I guess, I got a text with a code. At 10 o'clock, I clicked the button. It said, you're in the queue. So I felt back in London. I'm in the queue, not in the line. I don't know. We have queues now here.
Do you stand online or in line?
This was online in the queue.
Okay, very, very good. It's sort of like toilet paper, over or under. Are you in line or online? But okay,
yeah, I was online in the queue. I had 99 people ahead of me, so I figured no tickets for me. But it's limit 4, not limit 10. So got a chance, and it was quick. 92, 66, 60, 40. You're in. Okay, now I'm in. Now it took a minute or two. Then you got to wait. For the tickets to pop up, the arena seating chart popped up. 4 tickets, best seats. I think it's section K, right behind the general admission. Outside aisle, seats 1 to 4. It was like $420 a ticket. And all I could think to myself was, is this... I had heard they were going for like $4,000 for some seats. So I figured $400's pretty good. I don't know if that's the real price.
That's the real price.
These are $200 and I got them for $400 or it's $400 and this is... Yeah, that's what I mean.
You did good, Leonard. You did really good.
Yeah, so I clicked on the button, $420, said okay, and I think it ended up being 4 tickets should be $1,680. I think it was like $1,800. You pay like $100 of fees.
Certainly not cheap.
No. So for like $1,800, I got 4 tickets on the aisle for Springsteen, and I got to tell you, quite honestly, I've never seen the concert, never seen him in concert. And I won't this time either.
All right.
I'm not a fan. I'm really not. I mean, I enjoy a couple songs. I know he's genius and great music that people love, but it wasn't my thing. When he was hot, what was it, the 80s, our 80s, I was into British punk and all that kind of stuff. I was never a Springsteen fan, so...
You'd have been more likely to be at the Police and the Pretenders at the Capitol Center than Springsteen on the River Tour, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
But by the way, and those tickets were always $990, $880, and $770. Those were the prices of the tickets back in the day.
Well, there you go. So $420 and little Ticketmaster fee, of course, every fee for Ticketmaster. So I got them for like $1,800, and I said, okay, four tickets, $1,800. I can probably sell them for $1,800 a piece. So that's worth it. I'll make a nice return on $1,800. I'll bring in $6,200 for $1,800. That's a good investment for 6 months because their concert's in April. And then I don't know, a day later I went online to look, and tickets near where I have my tickets are selling for $1,000 a piece. So I said, okay, maybe not $1,800 a piece, but $1,000 a piece.
Well, okay, there's a lot of tickets out there right now, and there's not a lot of people that want to spend $1,000 on a ticket ever. Right.
That's right.
So, and the people have them already, and the people that are thinking about it or thinking about spending $200 sitting in the back and just trying to get in. Leonard Raskin is here. I want to go the other way with this because you talk about something being sort of on the up and up, and like you get a ticket that has real value to it your hot ticket, leaving your kid in Ohio State when Michigan comes in. It's a hot ticket and all that. Then there's preseason football.
Oh my goodness.
Luke and I have been bandying about as to like who's going to be on the field and why and how when these games are played, Tennessee comes in. But I said Ticketmaster is the biggest racket I could think of, but then preseason football is a hell of a racket. It's been going on longer than Ticketmaster too.
Yeah, the NFL is pretty good at this. I mean, and they finally, if I look at my tickets, I'd have to pull the pricing. But I believe they finally discounted. They do this per game pricing now. It used to be that the tickets were, call it $200 a seat, and it was $200 all year. Now they're doing this.
Cowboys have one price, the Steelers, right.
Yeah, Steelers have a different price, and preseason have a different price. So they tried to make us feel good by putting the face on the ticket like in half. So instead of $200, preseason is $100, which means if you try to sell them to some idiot that was willing to buy them, you're telling them the face value is $100, not $200. So you should buy them. In fact, when I look at my full season ticket price, it's exactly the same. So they've figured out how to manipulate the ticket game so that the preseason prices are low and the rest of the season is high. I sent a letter years ago to the Ravens and I said, why don't you be the first in the NFL to just charge me more for every game of the regular season and give me preseason tickets for free since I can't give them away. At least I won't feel bad throwing them away that they're worthless anyway. They didn't do that, but they did reduce them. And what a bunch of garbage. Nobody wants to go there for that. And if you do, good for you. I'm not interested.
Leonard Raskin speaking truth to power here, Raskin Global. Tell everybody what you do. You follow the American dream and help people that can accumulate some money, help them do good things with their money and smart things with their money.
Yeah, absolutely. We start with very simple concept. What do you spend and what do you save? We're a budgeting firm. We make sure, and budgeting doesn't work, by the way. Nobody budgets and sticks to a budget, but it's good to know what you spend and how much is left and where it's going, so you know if you have extra or if you're blowing it. So we work with people just to put it on paper so you know what you got. Then next, which nobody loves, is protecting your money. Car insurance, home insurance, life insurance, health insurance, disability insurance, legal documents, making sure the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and nobody can come take your stuff. We've seen over and over again, unfortunately, young people pass away. And the worst thing I see is somebody young passes away and their family is raising money on GoFundMe. And that's insurance in reverse. The masses help pay for your bills. It's a horrible thing because you didn't plan for yourself and your family. So we make sure that people are protected properly. Then how do you save? How do you become a world-class saver? What's a world-class saver? You're putting away 15 to 20% of your gross income per year. Now, I recognize some people are not able to do that because they're living on a salary that just doesn't allow for it. And that's fine. the answer is put away whatever you can. And then every raise you get, every bonus you get, any additional income you earn, put away a greater percentage of the extra. Don't spend the extras, put away a greater percentage of the extra. You get to become a world-class saver. And then once you're saving it, where should you put it? How do you invest? What are the academics and science to investing? It exists. We teach people how to do it so that they're not flustered by a, oh my goodness, I watched on the news and the market's down 100 points or 200 points. What does that even mean? Most people don't even know what that means. But once they do, how to not be flustered by it, how to understand what long-term investing is, how to understand what to do with your money for the long term so you have wealth that you can then do the things you want to do and enjoy it over the long term. So that's what we're about. And helping people achieve, as you said, their American dream. How do we help you get out there and do the things you want to do, have the things you want to have so that your life is fulfilled and you don't just one day say, I was born, I went to school, I got a job, and I died. There's more to it than that. Let's find out what it is. And, you know, let's get you to that Springsteen concert or those Oreo games or those Raven games and enjoy it and have a great time and do the things you want to do with
your
family.
The real Ravens games, the preseason games.
Yeah, the real games, not the preseason.
Leonard Raskin, he follows the American Dream. You can follow him at RaskinGlobal.com. Obviously here, some seminars coming up, some events coming up. I'll be telling you more and showing more. And Leonard's going to come by and have at least one crab cake with us now that he's back in Europe and working hard and trying to help folks through the summer here. I am Nestor. You can find me anywhere around town, 31 Crab Cakes, 31 breweries. I'm going to be out to Cumberland and out to Deep Creek and out to Cambridge and Ocean City. I'm going snakehead fishing later this month. My buddy Sam Tudor. It's going to be a great, great journey all month long. Luke's got you covered from Camden Yards to Owings Mills as well. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.